For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
This. Anybody who knows me knows I was cocky out of the womb.
His early break with Zip and Jake. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Where's Jake?
We have a texter that says that Zip will be the guy that gets off the plane in Dublin and is immediately saying, where's the Carlos O'Kelly's?
Yeah, why did they name a Mexican restaurant after an Irishman? Isn't
O'Kelly.
Isn't O'Kelly.
It's a mixed blend restaurant.
Okay. Well, they don't have Irish food there.
They do, actually. It's a combination. That's that kind of the idea. Is that
well, now hold on, DP. No, I've...
Sip is a connoisseur of
I
Carlos
used to
O'Kelly's.
Eat there a lot.
What's on the menu?
Well, just straight Mexican.
Straight Mexican?
Yeah.
Was it made by an Irishman?
I don't think so. It tasted like it sometimes.
We should look up the history of Carlos O'Kelly's. How did it?
That wasn't a menu that had Irish food, which I don't even know what.
That's
it did.
What I mean. It had both flags up outside the restaurant.
It did.
I thought it did have an Irish flag up. Yeah, I think he's right. Look that up.
Now it's torn down now.
The one in Lincoln's torn down.
They
had two of them in Lincoln. They're both gone.
Yeah, it's way out. Yeah,
it's not way.
Well, for him, it's way north. For him, it's way north.
Yeah, I just noticed it the other day. That building is no longer there.
Were you sad?
It was right next to your IHOP.
No, but where we would get our manicure pedicures.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's where.
Carlos O'Kelly.
What's up, Jay? What's that smile for?
Do you drive a Honda?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm
saying.
Did
you hit my car?
What happened?
Did you hit my car?
No, I'm a creature of habit, man. That's why I'm a minute late. You parked in my spot, which is directly next to Sipple.
I wish if I had
the strength of 1,000 men, I literally would have hand forklift that thing and put it over there in that little
my
kid's
car
playpen
was
over
the
there.
First car parked in that lot, so you can blame him for not parking properly. Then
I parked in a different spot today.
Yeah, see. I knew that was your plan.
You boxed me in yesterday.
You want to get mad at me for parking.
The first thing was ask you, but then I was like, Sip parked one over because I think he was trying to get back at me. Okay, so now I know where
is
we're
that
at.
Right?
Sip.
Well, I mean, I don't park very well, and Jay, when I don't park very well, Jay doesn't cut me any slack.
Jay was right in the lines yesterday. You were on the line.
DP.
I was just looking. It says canteen. It's that Carlos O'Kelly's is still Tex-Mex. It's not. I don't know.
Carlos O'Kelly's? Wouldn't that be Irish?
That's what I said. But apparently it's not.
I've never had Carlos O'Kelly's.
I've eaten there once or twice.
It was Mexican food, Tex-Mex. No.
It's straight Tex-Mex.
Yeah, well, that's what.
No
that's,
Irish food.
That's what they say. So they, yeah. I'll take their word for what they're trying to do.
I could see you being confused on the airline saying, well, where's Carlos O'Kelly's at?
Don't say that, Sipple. Please don't.
We got to start thinking about Dublin.
Yeah, well, it's 100 days away from Dublin.
Well, you got to start thinking about it.
You guys are going. Am I the only person in the room who's not going to Dublin?
Jay?
I don't know if I'm going.
Jay's going.
I don't think I'm going.
You got your passport in order?
My passport's been in order, but yeah, that's not the problem. I don't know if I'm going, though. Yeah.
Okay, so.
That's a long flight, man.
Yeah, you can do it. Take a nap. Yes, read a book, watch some shows or something.
All right, let's go to
I wouldn't sleep well on a long flight like that.
8 hours.
What's the longest trip you've been on?
I've been to Europe a couple times, yeah. But I just don't like that.
What do you do during the 8 hours? You sleep? Can you sleep on a plane that long?
No.
I'm used to traveling from D.C., so you get a little bit of a less bump. And sometimes you go to either New York and get out or D.C. to get out. But, yeah, it's middle of the country.
That's rough.
Sure.
DP's got a picture pulled up. We had during trivia, I did Famous Kevins today, and Kevin Bacon was an answer. And DP apparently is related to Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Through it's a common answer. George Smedley, who was a Quaker back in 1656, is the common relative between me and Kevin Bacon.
look at the confusion on Sip's face.
Go ahead,
Sip. Hey, listen here.
Go ahead, do it. Good, play the cards. Lay it
not
out
the cards. So we have you on the Sartor Hayman video stream. Just the face that you looked. You were just trying to. You could just see the you know how they do the thing when you're trying to figure out the science thing. Like he's looking at DP like Kevin Bacon. Yeah. No, I can see it. Nope, no way.
See the resemblance.
No, 16. Then he's saying, you know, anything can happen. But then he's like, no way, my eyes are deceiving me. Then he looks again. He's like, nope, DP doesn't favor Kevin Bacon.
No, that's the
look.
No.
So it's not the card.
No, Sip, that was a good play-by-play, Jay.
You played yourself on live national social media TV, just what you were thinking, because the you literally just did an about face, Simple, and went 90 degrees and looked at him like this, Jake. He was looking. Then he looked up. No.
Still can't get there.
I'm not getting there. And I guarantee you, while he's cruising to Crete in the next 72 hours, if
it'll,
you take,
it'll hit.
He'll be halfway between here and Crete on like Westo and be like, you know what? I can see it now.
Yeah, it actually gives. I mean, you know,
so that rings a bell.
But the fact that some of my forefathers were Quakers, I didn't like. You go.
That's
okay,
interesting.
I have to keep adjusting.
That's not the way I envision Quakers.
Yeah, that's.
But hey, look, it's. Hey, listen here. I remember.
Can I say that? Am I right?
You just said it.
Is anybody listening?
Sip. Now, was it right or not? That's up for discussion.
Just digging.
I will tell you this.
Shovel, keep digging here.
I remember my grandma she's showing you old pictures, and my great grandma,
your great grandma,
mm-hmm, who was Caucasian,
mm-hmm, yeah,
and I had the same look,
yeah,
and she
really?
Was like, then she's like, yeah, honey, just, you know, I'll explain this to you. Okay. So
I know the
so I've been there. Sip, we're there.
The third Quaker ancestors.
the third and fourth the third, fourth, and fifth grandparents. Yeah, who, you know, they come to America. Some of them, I mean, a lot of them were, family over in Dublin.
Yeah, Quaker? You got family in Dublin.
Family in Frankfurt.
Sounds like cracker.
And you find out, that's the phrase that they would use.
Yeah.
That's the phrase, that's the funny thing. That's the phrase that my less pigment depth.
What's that, the phrase being?
Cracker. And they had ownership of it, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to not use it because it makes people weird. So I was like, no,
I'm okay with it.
No, if Southern Virginia, it's a common thread of.
You ever been to Virginia?
Yes, Charlottesville.
That's not really Virginia.
I would take, but I had to drive to the airport in Washington D.C., so I drove through Virginia. I was struck by the how country it was.
Uh-huh.
Country,
uh-huh. Yeah, it's
country.
Virginia.
Northern Virginia is its own space. Mm-hmm. So just imagine. So it's Northern Virginia, which is D.C. metropolitan. So that's a big city living with space. Yeah. Then there's Richmond, which is the old great.
Never been there.
The great Confederate South, mm-hmm, and that still holds true. And then Virginia Beach. Norfolk Beach area,
yeah, in Norfolk,
and then Roanoke mountains and valleys of Roanoke, Appalachia, a lot of that old Southern country TV that you would watch back in the days was Appalachia.
Okay. Jake, I have a perfect idea.
What's that?
Right here and this is,
please do.
This is another layup that you seem to be. You ever see the TikTok where they talk about you shoot and you missed the layup? This is another layup that you can't miss. you need to go out and find a sponsorship. We need to just do a road trip and just have the microphones in there and just bless Sipple. Just a road, just a short one. You know, we don't want
where
you
to. How far are we going? What's short for you?
We got to find north? Somewhere where none of us have to any, like, allegiance, you know, where, you know, so it won't be, like I said, just on the spot.
We go north. 70 up 77.
To where?
Like Fremont area.
Oh, yeah, we'll go one spot for you. Then me and BDP would be blessed.
Why not? I don't got a spot in Fremont. I'm from Columbus. I thought Fremont would be neutral.
Oh, we're talking bigger cities here at SIP. We're talking broad. We're trying to broaden your horizons.
Okay.
You know, you've probably been to Minneapolis frequently.
Yes,
ton.
A lot.
Maybe Chicago or something like
been
that.
Been there a lot.
Maybe Gary, Indiana would be a good place for you.
I've never been there.
It's the home of Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh. You go see the house is still there.
Gary, Indiana. You know where? 20,
What's the street address? Because 2100 Jackson Street is that?
I think it is now. But you know what would be a
house
good place?
House is still there.
Here, Sip. Yeah. This is a good go-between. Racine, Wisconsin.
Okay.
You get a little bit of Wisconsin cheesehead.
Okay.
Then you get the people that have either ran themselves out of Chicago.
Okay.
Okay. Or have gotten ran out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. It's probably a good little undercover melting spot.
Racine.
Yeah.
Racine.
We'll go see the women's professional baseball home of the Racine. I forget what their names were. But yeah, they had like pro women's baseball.
Right? Where's that from Chicago? How far?
So about like an hour or two.
Yeah.
Like if you
between Milwaukee and Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Just some weird places. Trip. Some college towns. We can go visit. Like, are there college towns that you haven't been to?
Sure.
That you would like to be to? Go visit.
What's the worst? I always wonder what's the worst Big Ten or Big 12 college town that you had to go to. Ooh. That you're like, oh crap, I gotta go to.
You hate one for sure.
Well, yeah, State College.
Penn State.
He hates
Is it the travel or the people or just the whole deal?
It is.
You hate Happy Valley?
Yeah.
It's weird.
The travel is weird, but the stadium is not good.
No food?
No good food. Just a weird stadium. It's a rough press box. But just mostly the travel.
Yeah. It's a hard place to get to.
Yeah, it's hard. It takes years off my life.
It takes you a long time
to get
to your
car. It's taking years off my life.
What about Big 12? That's obviously Big 12, Big 8.
I didn't mind any of those trips.
Texas Tech, you didn't mind that?
I like Lubbock. Lubbock remind me a little bit of Lincoln on
Waco?
The plains. Liked Waco. It's a beautiful little city.
Yeah.
What about Ames? Like Ames?
Yeah, Ames was a little.
It smells like manure in Ames. That's a home field advantage.
Iowa, man.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
It smells like straight... You know what?
Did you think that?
Oh, I know so. Because I used to drive, obviously, from here to Minneapolis. It was a stench in that every single time.
I never noticed that.
Because that's where I'd fill up with gas going and coming. So it was, I knew exactly when you know, your spider senses, once you get within 20 miles, oh, I'm close to Ames. And it smells like straight
there. We got to be in Ames.
That's the clip of the day.
Sage Rosenfels that played there, he even said it. I said,
really?
Hey, dude.
Is that right?
Yeah. I said, do you guys just try to put people in a trance with that? And I know they have a lot of, you know, what are they, fertilizer, and they do a lot of, you know, they have that big thing with chickens and all. I'm sure it's there.
That's Logan, Utah. That's Utah State.
But I'm like, how do you guys even get people to go there?
Yeah.
You know? It's not an easy place to recruit to. Where you fly into Des Moines, then you go and you get off, and if you get there in a hot day or like a day like today and the air is thick, that stuff is there for you.
Man, I have never noticed that.
It smells like
there, no,
I wish I could say it.
Like on inland, the air. Inland Empire, California's. We would go up to Fresno.
Okay.
And play a lot of cows,
played
right?
CBA, and yeah. And it had the funk.
You really? Had Fresno, Sip.
It oh, yeah.
Smell the funk up
Fresno was fascinating.
Did you smell the funk up there?
Yeah. Not really.
It was hot that night, right?
Yeah, super hot. It's 100.
Yeah.
It's 100 in Fresno.
Oh, it was all cow farts. That's what it
cow farts.
That's what it smelled like.
It
cow
was
farts.
I
no, because we were playing. We were playing. We were going like we were playing four nights.
Who's we?
This was the Utah Eagles CBA basketball team.
Wow.
And we were playing Fresno and San Jose State back to back up over four nights, and we flew in because Ike Austin and Alex Austin were from there.
All right.
And we flew in, and I mean it was just a team bus, and all you could it was,
yeah.
It was like, oh dear. Like, it wasn't odor. It was, oh, dear.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Send your nose hairs up there.
Yeah, like,
I can't believe you never really have taken in the aroma of Ames, Iowa.
Oh, I've taken in the cold of Ames, Iowa.
Oh, it does get cold there, but it's...
The aroma.
The aroma.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, like Sioux City smells terrible, but I didn't know that Ames smelled terrible.
Packing plant town, Sioux City?
Yeah, it just
I didn't know.
Just
I didn't know.
What's the one? What's the one as you're going on, what is it, on the way out of Lincoln? You can smell it some too. What is it though?
I mean, that's common for packing waves, right?
Sure.
Which way are you going? East or west?
I'm going Waverly, like I'm going to Omaha. Like I mean,
Waverly is that town.
I don't know what's there. That oh man, smell. Be careful. What? These are listeners.
We got a guy named Pink.
Listen here, I'm not hard to listen here.
They know what that town smells like.
They know the smell.
There's no.
I mean, it's not personal. I mean, it's a job they got to do.
It's not your armpit. It's the city.
It's like, wait a minute. It's the person where you go, man. Somebody's breath stinks.
Yep.
And it's like, oh,
that's you.
Right.
Oh God.
Or you ask them like, man, I shouldn't say this on the air.
No, don't.
Yeah, I shouldn't say. I was almost going to say it.
People are saying Milford, by the way, going out.
Yeah.
That's you're going.
Yeah, he was going the other way.
That's the other way.
He wasn't alone.
And then there's one as you, if you're coming from like 27th and Superior and you come over that like, you know, it comes down, I don't know, it's like it's right there. It's.
Okay.
Then they got the dog food plant out there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that stuff as much.
Who knows what's in there? But Ames, Iowa smells like straight dookie.
Simple. I have to say this thing. I was going to talk to Jay about it in old school, but I was working on books last night, and mm-hmm. the thing that happens on TV is that thing pops up, and you recognize. You're like, wait a minute, I had the sound on behind me, and it's Sipple. So they were going through the '97 season.
Mm-hmm.
On there was like an hour long documentary or feature on Big Ten Network.
'97,
and then I'm like, oh. It's Sipple with hair.
Oh,
and then there's Jay Foreman. And then Rashawn, like all of my all
your people.
Like, all my dudes. People. And I'm like, what is going
all your
on?
Peeps.
And so then I had to like
rewind
it to start the beginning of it. So I wanted to talk to Jay about that. 97 season.
I didn't have hair back then.
Yeah.
We went bald.
Buzz cut.
I was steady, Sipple.
Yeah.
Always answered the bell.
Once again,
the bell always was ringing.
From you talking about defense, and then Sipple talking about Mike Brown, not talking about Jay Foreman. Like he immediately jumped.
I'm gonna find an article that I wrote about you.
He literally jumped Jay Foreman to talk about Mike Brown.
But I will tell you this: I always tell people like I played. You know, obviously, I was blessed enough to play with Bruce Smith. And those guys, Ted Washington and all that. Mike Brown is up there with one of the best football players I ever played with. And it was a joy to play with him. It was challenging.
Why was it challenging?
Because we would challenge each other. I mean, and it's a good challenge because you got two guys that were very, very like, I don't know, alpha, but wanted to get everything right. So constantly we're talking back and forth. You get this check. What are you seeing? Okay, I'm going to cover you here. Okay, if you got to cover me here because I got to do this. That's where it's challenging because just the basics wasn't good enough for us. You get what I mean?
I mean, totally
so challenging
get what
that.
You mean.
So then if I said I'm going to do something or if I didn't do it, you know, forget Coach Bowl and all them. Mike Brown's there for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then so forth and so on. And it's just the competitiveness. And then I remember when he was a young guy, I remember when he was getting drafted, and John Butler is like, dude, if he's there and we can steal him in the first round, we might do it. But second round, we got an early pick. We're going to take him. And he asked, you know, they always ask. And I said, listen here, he's a guy that will take us to the next. Chicago ended up taking him. So
That's
we were right. playing him.
That's
and
right.
he was playing on special teams. And I was like, Mike knew I was going to try to get him. You know what I mean? And literally, we had a thing that we were trying to kill each other because I didn't want him to have the advantage in the offseason over me that he made a tackle on special teams or something. But he's one of the best football players I ever played with.
He's a tackling machine.
He was a playmaker. But the thing is, he was a playmaker. He was responsible. He was a football player. And he was a guy that loved football. Mm-hmm. All the other stuff was great. 100%, 1,000% of the time, football all day, every day.
It was interesting to watch the season's progression because it went through the entire season and the different games popped. But to see you guys then talk about what was required of you, the lost season of 96 and saying, okay, you know, 97, this is not how this is going to play out, the different games against Missouri and Texas A&M and the different games that popped up that kind of surprised you a little bit. And then, of course, the Scott Frost conversation about, you know, for me, it was, again, it was educational because I have to sit back and remember. I have to re-remember Nebraska
I do too.
Football.
Yeah. I do, too.
I have to re-remember.
No, I do, too, yeah. DP.
There's a lot on the line. I think 97's team doesn't get enough credit. I mean, 95's team is one of the – I think it's the best of all time. It's one of the best of all time, regardless of air or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, everybody talks about 94, which was a great team. But 97 doesn't get the credit. And in my opinion, because I was around for all three, 97 second. And the things that we had to do, I mean, you know, look, you talk about
different leadership.
Different leadership, the way we had to go about it, the pressure of Jason and Grant coming back.
Yeah.
So that's a responsibility for other players.
Yeah.
And then they just infused themselves and brought, you know, drug some guys along that had to step it up. And then, you know, look, you know, we were close to – we felt like we let it get away. We were one game away of playing Florida State for three in a row. Literally one play, you know, whether it's everybody got the flu, whether we kind of
– Oh, yeah, at the Big 12 title.
Right. Whether we should have had this person playing, whether we should have played
and
some
Makovic,
other –
Makovic had to play that.
We should have played, you know, against James Brown. You
got
to have some guys that can get down like James Brown. We didn't. We lost a lot of stuff on edges and, you know, I mean, whatever. So that's a lot of pressure. And then we got to take the pressure off of our quarterback, which was Scott. You know what I mean? And then I'm going to tell you this.
And they talked about the boo game.
Right.
And
what game?
The boo game. Where
after the Arizona boo. State or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you this, though.
Oh, the boo game. Yeah. The boo. Yeah. That game. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this, though. For Scott to go into that offseason with that type of pressure. Mm-hmm. And to deal with, you know, whether it's right or wrong, you lost it three in a row, right? Because he took you're going to blame the quarterback, you know, even though the defense, I thought, let us down. You know what I mean? We could have played better, or the whole team could have played better. But then also to reevaluate and change and do some stuff differently in order to kind of take the team to the next level as far as leadership and, you know, and obviously Coach Osborne kind of said, hey, you got to do this better, X, Y, and Z. It takes a lot of guts or whatever you want to call it to do so.
I thought Frost turned the corner against Washington.
Yeah.
Washington.
That was big.
You went out to Washington in that environment, and Frost played really well that game. Ran the ball really well.
Played really well, period.
Yeah.
And they had, you know, NFL guys on both sides. I mean, look, if you don't think that we weren't preparing for Washington and knowing that we felt like we were disrespected –
Preseason,
we weren't ready. I mean, we were ready.
Jake, that was an atmosphere. I mean, that's the sort of atmosphere you never forget.
Right. To go on the road, I mean, that's a long flight.
Oh, God.
And, you know, I remember.
It was loud.
Matt
Ridiculously loud.
Matt Davidson was sitting between me and Kelsey. And, we roll. We ain't thinking about losing. We just thinking we got to do what we got to do. Matt's a little freshman.
Little dude.
And he asked Kelsey, and Kelsey is about as strung up tight. I'm pretty strung up tight. Chad Kelce's wired up like old guitar strings.
Yep.
Matt Davidson asked him, he's asked something like, well, what happens if we don't win? Uh-oh. And Chad, I always make fun of Chad Kelce, right? Because he would always bring a...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.